Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, in just a few days, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh. Sorry, I'm a little too excited when I heard Santa Claus.
All right, go ahead.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, in just a few days, Santa Claus is coming to town. What do you hope he brings you?
Oh boy, Santa Claus. Let's see. A new microphone, a Fela Kuti box set, original handwritten Bob Dylan lyrics, a gift to IHOP, tickets to the World Cup, a new guitar strap, one of those plastic bird things that pops its head up down in the water, Tottenham Hotspur.
Patrick.
Jim.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
When it's Christmas time, a lot of the same songs come out again, right?
Yeah, they do.
And you hear them when you're out and about and in the car, on the radio. There's even like whole Christmas stations now. Like
there
some stations will switch over to an all Christmas format for like, you know, 6 weeks or something like that. And even your rock stations will have those songs, the same, you know, handful of them that they pull out.
It's amazing.
And usually I like it for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, oh, this is fun. This is nice. Puts me in
a
good mood.
There's a certain time, but it's
okay. And then after I hear the same ones a few times, then I'm ready to move on. But, you know, there's one that I never get sick of.
Okay.
And let's just start this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs with Jim Lenihan.
And Patrick Foster.
With this little ditty.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man!
Hey, man!
You guys know what time of year it is? What time?
What?
Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard? Yeah? Clarence, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay, you get the idea.
Yeah, man. I don't know how you could get sick of that one. It's awesome.
Had to let it go for a little while because you got that long intro.
Gotta have the intro.
And
in
I love
there,
the though. Intro.
Yeah, it's the best.
So many things about that version are just great.
Yeah.
It completely suits the E Street Band, doesn't it? With Roy Bittan on the piano, with that sort of, you know, tinkling sort of, you know, that puts you in the mind of like snowflakes or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Clarence with the booming voice.
Right.
Sounds like he's Santa or whatever, and then the way it just sort of, and the drum break with Max, and then the way it just sort of kicks into that E Street Band, you know,
fantastic.
That Jersey sound,
just that
right?
swing, and that Michael Jersey Bublé's sound, vocal is just incredible on top of that. It's awesome.
So, so of course, Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, that was recorded in 1975.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't. I knew it was right there in the prime period, but I wasn't sure what year. I Probably would have guessed a little bit later than that.
I would have thought, too. Mm-hmm. I would have thought maybe it was after Born to Run, they were a big star. It was right around that time.
Very interesting.
So December 75, I guess that was the Born to Run year. So
yeah, a couple months after it came out.
It just broke. It was recorded live at CW Post College in Brookville, New York.
Wow.
December 12, 75. So interestingly, they recorded it live then, and they didn't even have the Christmas season then to put it out, I don't think.
Yeah,
so,
that's incredible. You know, he was just doing it on stage.
I think it became a bigger hit and a radio staple kind of later on. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And it was actually included as a B-side to My Hometown
in
1985.
Wow.
Yeah. I always think, because the song, you know, obviously it's recorded live, and it just has this incredible live feel to it that
sure
you can almost picture yourself in the audience when you hear that song.
Yeah,
that's how great it sounds. And I almost, you know, it's like one of those things where if this were possible, if I could go back in time and go to that show, but also like not know anything, like erase the memory that I even have of it.
Yeah.
I just think like that must have been such a great like surprise for people.
What an amazing.
This essentially like children's Christmas song, and he just rocks it out, right?
It's our big winter concert here at CW Post.
That's right.
You can get in free with a student ID.
That's great. So anyway, we've been talking last couple of days about just one Christmas song and different versions of a song. And you know, we both love that version of Santa Claus
sure
is Coming
do.
To Town. But there are many great versions of this song.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it being sort of a children's song. It has that feeling to it. It's not one of your sort of deeper Christmas songs. I mean, it's, you know, anything that's about like Santa Claus and believing in Santa Claus and all that is going to be more geared toward kids.
Yeah, totally.
But yet it has become a song that's been covered by many, many pop acts, various styles. It's really interesting. And the thing that intrigues me about the song, kind of like we were talking a couple days ago about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, is that two things have changed in this song over the years. One is that, you know, Springsteen, is as much as he kind of like milks that song for all it's worth, he never sings there are actually verses of that song that he never sings.
Oh, really?
It's a more complete song the way it was written.
Yeah, because
it goes way back. It's like decades old, right?
Right.
So he just sings like the one verse over and over again, but there's more to it than that if you go back. And then the other thing, too, is the melody is different in his version. He picked that up from his influence, but you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So let's just go back to the origins. I did a little bit of research on this.
Great.
And because it's always struck me like how this song has changed. And so how did that happen? So Santa Claus is Coming to Town was written in 1932.
Okay.
By the songwriting team of John Frederick Coots and Haven Gillespie.
Hmm.
I don't know any of the other work. Apparently this was their most popular song that they wrote.
Yeah.
But they, you know, back then in the 30s, there were all these like songwriting teams, and they'd write all these songs for, you know, orchestras, big bands, singers.
Or sheet music, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the sheet music is a funny thing that's going to come up here in a second. So they write this song, and as I mentioned, it was considered sort of a kid's song, and it was actually hard for it to get much traction early on because there wasn't, first of all, there wasn't the same kind of market for Christmas songs back then as has developed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more post-war. Right,
yeah,
with
that's true.
Much more disposable income and everything, when Christmas became the spectacle.
A little more commercialized,
It is now.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that, and then there wasn't a big market, or there wasn't presumed to be a big market for children's music either. So not much happened for a little while with the song. The first known recording of the song was 1934 by a band leader named, I don't know if you know this guy, correct me if I have the wrong pronunciation, Harry Reeser, R-E-S-E-R.
Not
ever heard of him?
No.
I just come back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been good or bad. Don't be good.
All right, there you go.
Gotta tell you, man, if I was a kid back in the 30s, that would freak me the hell out. Santa's watching me.
Sees you when you're
all
sleeping.
All the time, yeah. Yes. And that music was a little weird with the drum roll. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not glad quite, Bruce came along and
not
saved
quite the
day.
Boss, right?
No, not at all.
Maybe been the boss of his day. I don't know. Not really. I don't know how big of a career Harry had, but
never heard it.
It's funny because you know you can find all this stuff on Spotify now. It's amazing. So you go back. I mean, Harry Reaser. Mm-hmm. I want to say, you know, there's a lot of original recordings
a lot
here.
Of his jams
in the,
are out there.
The 20s and 30s.
That's
so
cool.
He looked like he had a pretty good career. So. Okay, so that's apparently the first known recording.
Got it.
Then, so as I mentioned, has a verse. All this thing about Christmas land and all this stuff, right?
Some
so it
weird
all
stuff
leads
happening
up to
in the workshop
to the chorus, and also the chorus. And I think this is the way we learned it when we were kids. If you were like kids and you would go caroling or you do a sing along at school or something like that, the chorus goes, "Santa Claus is coming to town." Right.
Yep.
Okay. So remember that.
Okay.
So then, in also, in a little bit later in the same year, 1934, the song became a big hit, not because of Harry,
okay,
but because of Eddie Cantor.
Yeah.
So Eddie Cantor had a radio show.
Oh, okay.
That was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And he was more of like a comedic star, and he would sing as well, you know, kind of vaudevillian, right?
Gotcha.
So he would sing also, but even like his style of singing was a little bit comedic at times.
Got it.
He sang Santa Claus Coming to Town. And immediately after that, it did become a big hit. And you mentioned the sheet music. This is a funny thing. Back in the 30s, that was how you knew a song was a hit. It sold apparently like hundreds of thousands of copies of sheet music.
That was it. You you gathered around the piano or whatever, and the family sang along. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who did have phonographs, things like that, it was, I guess, 78s probably at the time.
Yeah.
It sold in the tens of thousands, which was good for that, but hundreds of thousands for sheet music.
Incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's when it became a big hit. And then an even bigger hit in the 50s when Perry Como recorded it.
Yeah, he killed that.
Right. And that's the era where I think then, you know, Christmas is really becoming a huge deal.
Yep.
And then, so let me just take us to Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
We talked about him.
Back to the chairman of the board.
The other day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear his version from 1948, Christmas Songs by Sinatra.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good. For goodness sake.
So first of all, great horn arrangement.
Yeah, great arrangement there. Swinging band.
I don't know if it was Nelson Riddle at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No,
but
probably a little too early for that. Yeah, he was a little more string based anyway. Yeah.
But moving toward that.
Getting there.
That Sinatra swinging sound.
Yep.
So notice there, it still has the same Santa Claus is coming to town, except a little bit lazy on that first part. So it kind of gives it that little bit of swing to it. That's Santa Claus.
Swing.
Santa Claus.
I like it.
Coming, right? So so there you go. So that's
fabulous.
That's Sinatra doing that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, notice again, he didn't do that whole verse and all of that kind of stuff. It just goes right into the song as we sort of think of it now. Now, here's where the song really starts to change.
Okay.
Move toward the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Was 1963.
Oh, yeah.
The Crystals. On Phil Spector's A Christmas Gift for You.
That was it, man.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now, Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Okay. So there you have like this weird kind of spoken word thing.
Love it. Love it.
That gives you that verse element. But
yeah.
The key difference there, of course, is the chorus. Instead of dun 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 dun, dun it's dun, 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 dun. It puts all the emphasis right at the beginning, right?
Genius.
It's complete. It changes the whole sort of feeling of the song, right? Mm-hmm. It makes it much more urgent, right? And more rocking.
Beautiful.
Right?
Dig
Phil Spector.
Killing it, man. Yeah. The drums just turn everything up all the way to overload and just push the faders into the red. It's fantastic stuff, Jim. Back to mono.
That's right. So from then on, many of the pop musicians who recorded it did that with the chorus. That
good reason. Da, 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 da. Yep.
In fact, one of them leads with it right from the beginning.
Yep.
Jackson 5.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. Man, they had great bass lines too.
Killer, man. I just, I can't get enough of that one either. Yeah.
So there you go. So
that's it, man. Fantastic.
That's how a 1930s, essentially like little children's ditty became, I think, a pretty popular like pop rock Christmas song, right?
Without a doubt. But you know, I like the way that you presented that, because I think, you know, we went right to the pinnacle for me. You know, there may have been other versions, but I don't know of any that come close to what Bruce did or that can top it, just because, like you said, it's just got that magical feel to it, and it was around Christmas time, and he just seemed to be having so much fun. And you know, when he says Santa Claus gonna bring you a new saxophone, right? You can't beat that.
All right, so I think that does it for year's Christmas spectacular.
I like the way we did it this year. We were busy, but we pulled together a little history lesson, so I hope people dig that. But of course, you know, you may have a version of one of these three songs that, you know, you like even better that we didn't even talk about.
Let
so we'd
know.
Love to hear about
or
that.
Or while it's fresh in your mind, if you want to send us nominees for songs we should tackle next year,
that'd be great.
We'll file. I'll put those in the box that goes in the basement with all the Christmas decorations. You know, after we pack everything up, and then when I get the box
out next year,
like oh,
right after Thanksgiving, there it'll be.
Gift from Bud Verge and from Kevin Clement. You
know, I'd like to hear Echo Park Jimmy singing one on one of his walks. Like, that would be beautiful.
That would be great. I want Christmas in L.A. That's
challenge.
There you go. All right. So with that, Merry Christmas
wonderful.
To all and to all a good night.
Merry
and
Christmas, folks. Happy holidays.
Please remember that Rock in the Suburbs is the gift that keeps on giving.
Every day.
You can give people a free subscription. Mm-hmm. You just go to Rock in the Suburbs and hit the subscribe button or tell somebody else how to do that, I guess is how you would gift that to people.
Take their phone at the holiday gathering and just subscribe them while they're doing something else.
Yes,
do while they're washing dishes or cutting the roast beef.
And please, when you get a chance, rate and review the show
because
we've been nice all year, so we deserve that, I think.
100%.
And you can also... what else can you do with the show? You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. You can call us, 612-440-1984. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod.
Yeah.
And we see all. We see what you guys are doing. So we know who out there is naughty and nice.
Yes.
We do have one more episode this week. We'll be back again tomorrow. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus.
Let's see. A new microphone, a Fela Kuti box set, original handwritten Bob Dylan lyrics, a gift to IHOP, tickets to the World Cup, a new guitar strap, one of those plastic bird things, bobs its head up down in the water, Tottenham Hotspur.
All right. Very good.
That's all we need. Fade out.
Yep.